Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks, Orc.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Doing stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to a very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
I know this is going to probably get me in trouble, but, you know, this thing with Guinness, the meal in the can, I just don't understand why anybody would want to drink a beer that literally is as thick as basically watered, mashed down, like, barley hops type things. I don't know, it's just, yeah, I'm a whiskey beer boy, deal with it. I'm more of a wine person anyway. But, Irish car bombs. Dear God, do you people honestly, is there like nothing sacred anymore for the name of a drink? God. We have of course the sex on our beach, and then now the Irish car bomb. That's a new one for me. What's today's meltdown? I'm in a much better mood than I was yesterday. Oh God, if you missed last night's show, jeez. I just... Pissy. Pissy I was. For morons. So, yeah. Hi, this is State of the Kingdom. This is a 2-hour talk show. Not officially system messaged by anybody. I need to actually try to work on that. Everybody else's talk show gets one. Can I have a system message? No. Go away. Oh, okay. This is State of the Kingdom. This is the weekly gameplay discussion show here on Radio KOL, talking about, the new changes, the various things going on in the kingdom, and answering your questions from someone who's apparently knows jack crap about the game, as told to me numerous times over the last week on the forums and channels, ignoring the fact that I have about 140 something ascensions between my two main characters. But we'll ignore that fact and continue on. If you'd like to get in queue now, please understand that the questions really won't be gotten to until the second hour of the show. You can blue message those to Ashalon, which is player number 67689. And feel free to join in radio chat, which is basically open discussion time for pretty much anything gameplay related. I know radio a lot of times kind of says, chill on the gameplay stuff, but during my show, it's allowed, damn it, and you will allow it to happen. So, a new trivial update has been posted. Accessory slots in your inventory's equip page are now numbered if you have individual accessory slots equip links turned on. Cool. spiffy. I also do not do requests this show, because this is mainly talk. So, if you do have any questions you'd like for me to address eventually, you can blue message us to Ashelon. Otherwise, it appears right now to be all questions by Cardinal and Waterboo, and that seems to be about it. So, anyways, you get a... What happened to Tuesday, State of the Kingdom? That was done Tuesday night because I couldn't do a Sunday show. So it kind of became the replacement. I like, kind of like the Sundays anyway. Anyway, I have no idea for a discussion. I really didn't. Absolutely no planning because Kingdom Hearts 2 has eaten my soul. And my wife, which the first Kingdom Hearts came out, and she just vehemently... was just against this whole thing of Final Fantasy plus Disney, because that was just, like, wrong to her, because she's a very big Disney girl, and I'm a very big Final Fantasy, and I thought it was cool. She's like, ugh, that's just wrong, and she's slowly growing to it as she's watching the second one play. I try to create a character name system message. Also, I'm going to try to cut down on a lot of these stupid questions that I was getting last couple of weeks. Let's try to get the questions to be somewhat coherent, because I was wanting to hurt people at some point. Well, tell us what the hell that message meant. Basically, there's a new setting on your account menu that you can turn on accessory slots. So when you go down to your menu, if you have that turned on, then you can either you can equip it, but then you can click on 1, 2, or 3. And it would go into that specific slot. Well, now those slots are numbered for you up top. So basically, it's kind of nothing dramatically important. So I'm going to play 3 songs, as is my normal appropriate start out, and then we'll get back in talking. So give you guys some time to turn in your questions. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. You guys not heard that before? Oh, it's pretty good. That's a collection of different, I believe the majority of them are different pieces of music from different Ganon fights. Except for the end there, which he just kind of went crazy. Alright, so let's see here. What's going on new in the kingdom? Obviously now, we can now start equipping items by direct inventory slots, which are pretty cool. And so it makes some people happy because now they can... basically, instead of having to do 2 clicks, can just do 1 click, and that's great. There's another new quest, which it is a debated discussion over if it was worth it or not, which is this new quest for herbs for Doc Galactic and his 9 herbs in 3 areas, and if you get it, then his restoratives then get cheaper. Not the actual stuff he sells, but the Nostrum and whatever else it was. And basically, you know, it is debated. Now, if it works out for you that you can get those fairly quickly along the way, along your run, it actually does turn out that the price per hit point or mana point actually becomes cheaper than buying soda water. Now, it's not cheaper than MMJs, but it is cheaper than soda water. So, thank you, Ed. And so there kind of in lies the dilemma. Yes, it can give you a benefit, however, it, of course, resets when you ascend. So, therefore, the issue is now, well, is it worth it? And I kind of chalk it up to, well, it ends up kind of being just a different little quest here off on the side that, you know, if it works for you, yes, that's great. If it doesn't work for you, you know, then don't try to go get it, because you're probably wasting more time and more stats to get it that way. And so that's kind of been debated. What else? Oh, yes! You may have noticed that, I talked about last weekend, was the Radio KOL's 2-year anniversary, and we now have new swag. 6 brand new items, ranging from a nice patch to antenna balls and bottle openers and different little things. And the give and take on that is the Radio Free Regalia is, of course, retired. Now, I don't know about the candies. As far as we know, they're not retired. Of course, I would love to see Jake make a new cap of candy, but that's beside the point. The Radio Free Regalia is retired, which is, of course, why their price did, you know, triple in price. And as iSpec said, those of you who have Radio Free Alpha have just become rich beyond your wildest dreams. And, you know, that's fine. So, yes, there's new radio gear. And they do different things. And they're actually, most of them, fairly usable. You know, you've got a 15% meat drop, you got a 15% item drop, and then you have a 1 stat per adventure on 3 of them. And then the other 3 give you each one of 15 points of mysticality or muscle or moxie. So, it's pretty cool. And now the Nov Seltzer is better than Doc MP's Restore. That's true. The cap was part of the outfit that I gave away, that Krovax won that he promptly smashed. As far as I know, the candy's not been retired. I was just hoping that we could talk Jake into making a new type of candy. Because that would be cool. You know, same thing, but just a different... Kind of like, you know, with the Cheshire Bitten and then the Cymbal Playing Monkey, you know, does the same thing, just a different picture and a different comment and blah. So, and as Lord Dragon's pointing out, the Knob Seltzer is in the NPC store again, but if the same thing happens, are you willing to wait for or pull the Knob Goblin Elite outfit or not? And that is still the big issue that's going on. And I believe that is all the major things going on. Oh, the policies have been updated. Basically, quit advertising your various click on this link and play this game or buy this or ooh, zombie just ate your brain. Ha ha ha, you've been tricked. This person gets more power. I have not gone on the witch hunt yet, but that may be happening. Trying to think if there's anything else new. Okay, guys, what am I missing? There's something else. I know there is. There's got to be something else. The one-handed star items. I knew there was something else I was missing. Star stiletto and a star boomerang. Which people were like going, but where's the one-handed star staff? And I'm going, I don't know. So, take the Russian porn out of your link. Oh, yeah, that's good. And so some new star items, which then probably people was like, but wait, these don't allow us to get past the star door, the mysterious door. And just said, yep, that's true. Because I would try to shortcut that skill set, and that's true. So they're nice and they're one-handed, and they basically give you new options, which is fine. Neither of them were dramatic enough to make me want to start massively collecting them in the star items, so I still just collect the basic building blocks. And yes, Mr. Bill and Lucifer did pull off 2 1-day ascensions yesterday. I know that White Girl in the Corner, WGITC, was attempting, and last I heard was mid-second run, but then never actually ended up finding out if it pulled off, so I could probably just go look. Yes, White Girl in the Corner did pull it off as well. So let's see if there were 3 people who pulled off numerous ascensions yesterday, or at least more than one. We which means it's a matter of time before that gets nerfed. Because, as we all know, Jake hates one-day ascensions. She just dramatically hates one-day ascensions. So, very cool. Even though it says it's a two-day, I don't know why it says 2 days, because 7-15, 7-15, 7-15, they're all like one-day ascensions. It's on the same date, so that makes no sense to me. No, she didn't. She didn't make it. Well, then why does it still say 7-15? I don't get that then. Where's today 7-15? No, I don't know. Oh, well. I mean, go look at the ascension history. There are three ascensions that start on 7-15. Or at least end on 7-15. I don't know. I'm not messing with it. All right, my brain's hurting. But anyway, that they pull that off. And which is cool. And I don't know. I think the no, I'm not gonna get into that. Some weird bug says Ricket. Okay. I'll go on with that then. Because she ascended before midnight Arizona time. Oh, that's right. That's right, because this game revolves around Arizona for some goddamn reason. Like they think they're the center of the universe or something. You know, I have more people who can't figure out that the zip code for Arkansas is not AK, and numerous times we'll send things to Arizona. I have actually had things that has said AR will get you sent to Arizona. Or they'll see the, you know, Fort Smith, AR, and then they'll see, and it will get sent to Arizona. They'll put Fort Smith, Arizona on the, I'm like, what the hell? Why can you not put AR and it goes to the right state? These people are stupid. White girl in the corner did manage to do a one-day ascension with a normal no-path lead-in, which is technically breaking the game. Holy fuck. Love to see the log on that one. Yeah, Ricket, if White Girl puts a log in there, let me know. Anyway, I think that's the majority of all the really brand new stuff. Besides the fact that I just went off on people yesterday. But I'm better now. Nothing majorly dramatic. Oh wait, the homeopathic powder was nerfed, and people are still bitching about it. And that's still going on. But, you know, oh well. I don't remember when that nerf was, but oh well. I can go look it up, I don't care. And beyond that, Comic-Con is very soon. Not sure what any major other things we're going to see before Comic-Con. And as far as I know, progression is still going on various things, according to various radio shows I've read transcripts of. Alright. So, I guess we still have 15 minutes to go. What is my favorite element? Hydrogen. Yes, Arizona is AZ. But you would be surprised how many people think that AR, which is really Arkansas, they think that AK is Arkansas, which is Alaska. Because AR obviously has to be Arizona. And I have to, you would not be surprised, and I have to go, people, think for a second, when did Arizona become more important than Arkansas? Oh wait, never. It's just that, you know, I don't even know if there's more people in Arizona than Arkansas. There might be with some of those big cities. But the whole point being that the zip codes were assigned basically in order of the states becoming part of the Union. So, hey, guess what? Arkansas was a couple years before Arizona and Alaska, which is why Alaska didn't get AL, because Alabama already had it, and why Arizona didn't get AR, because Arkansas already had it. So, you know, come on, people. Think for a bit. So, Sailor Bowser points out, I happen to like the new one-handed star items, double-fisting, skull-smashing. The bonus from the two-star stilettos is better than that from one-star sword. Interesting. See, I've not played with that yet. I'm still finishing up what I was doing with that, which is now filling the need for my collector and getting those silly hollow tattoos and a few trophies that I had not gotten. So, and Dark Eagle is farming because he sorely needs to refill all of his supplies. But I thought AR was Armalite. Alright. Oh boy. So, anyway, I'm trying to think if there's anything else of new and interesting things going on. Like I said, I really don't have a topic today because I've not been really focused. I've kind of put KOL, and this is going to sound bad, I kind of put KOL on a side burner. Because, and I know you're like, oh my god. Because, really, within about 3 weeks, I start going to a bunch of my workshops, and I have to kind of start getting back into school mode. And so I've really kind of just been doing maintenance play on Dark Eagle, and Ash has been basically finishing up these softcore extensions and basically pulling him back to hardcore once it's all done and work on a couple other trophies, which is kind of it's kind of what I'm doing now. Is now I'm kind of trophy hunting that I haven't really ever had time to do because I was so focused on Ash with working on Ascension, which is fine. You know, I'm kind of shifting gears a little bit and kind of calming down. And I think I just kind of need to because I was starting to get burned out. I mean, I was getting so burned out with Dark Eagle, you don't even understand how bad it was getting for me with him. It was bad. Bad. And, if, postal codes were given order of admission, why Colorado gets CO, it says Connecticut that has CT. I think because Connecticut chose CT. I honestly want to believe that, is my understanding. So, you know, No ranting today. Because, you know, I'm just kinda I'm in a better mood. Buy leather. And Dark Eagle, yes. Dark Eagle is my softcore multi. most of the time the state would be given the choice. So, not always going to be that way, but still. Sailor, I got plenty of questions. I just haven't started answering them yet. But anyway, so I've really not had time to do, you know, a lot of in-depth thinking. I have been kind of in talks with Marshall to do a PvP discussion, because that is the one area of this game that I very openly has said that I'm not interested in, and that's fine. There are some who love PvP, and there are some who don't, and some who are ambivalent, and some who do it part-time, and that's fine, you know. That's why we have the clubs in the game. But anyway, I digress. And we're trying to figure out some technical things, which another DJ and I need to actually play with and figure out, because, you know, my lovely non-ability to Skype anybody in my crappy computer. But then with this new PvP stuff came out, I'm giving him kind of some chances to kind of figure the stuff out and before I kind of come back and go, okay, so you want to try this again. So hopefully at some point I'm going to have a very large discussion, which will be either a tape sound, which more than likely will be a taped soundbite type thing, and let people, and let you kind of get a PvP-er's point of view with this thing, because, you know, I still cannot Skype something yet. But anyway, I digress again. So, anyway, Dark Eagle. No, Dark Eagle, which is two words, is not me. I am the original Dark Eagle, which is one word. And I've basically been told, since Dark Eagle is not a well-known enough player in the game, that it won't be name-protected. Because I did ask that. It's like, I have this character that I refer to a lot on my shows, and there's another character that has a space. And they basically said, because of the space, it's not going to catch. And, so, you know... And yes, Ilana, you should know that name. That, you know, that was my Dark Eagle used to be my username on pretty much every other game I was on. Since I actually started, like, actually having to have a username on the intranet, on the old BBSs, up until I really joined here. And I kind of broke away from Dark Eagle due to crap from the Neverwinter Night server that I was on. So, So... Oh, yes. Yes, I remember the old BBSs. Yeah. All right, I think I've rambled enough. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to start answering your questions. Yes, Ilana, I am old. But don't make me point out that according to the age in your profile, you would be older than I. So, for once, I'm not reading chat, and I glance over and see naked and blushing in curiosity. You know, chaos going on in my clan right now because we have one person who's bitching with the RNG and people are flashing the RNG because it's not playing nice. I'm like, wait, if I play mean with AdRider, will you flash me too? And they're like, no, damn. BBS. Duh. Alright, I'm going to play a song. If you have any other questions... Otherwise, this is honestly going to become the Cardinal, Waterboo, and then the Zonya show. I kid you not. You know, start putting a limit on you three. or other people can start sending in questions. You can send it into Ashlon, which is play number 67689. You know, and so we will move on. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.